Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Crime, punishment, judges, legal stuff.
We go from China to Russia. The Wall Street Journal forcefully defending one of their reporters who was arrested in Russia for allegations of being a spy. Espionage is the charge.
Look, in Russia, reporting is espionage. That's what it is. That's what's happening there. It worked with the WNBA basketball player. They're going to try to offer this guy up. Well, she was charged with like the vape cartridges, right? The THC, right. The pot stuff. But he's being charged with espionage. Much serious crime, but I'm sure we're going to wind up trading some really bad guys. Who did we trade for
Merchant
of Death for Brittany Griner to come back.
The Russian government agency claimed it arrested the journalist while he was, quote, trying to obtain secret information on the activities of one of the enterprises of Russian military industrial complex. So here's what you're going to see from now until November of 2024. All these countries are going to try to get one over on the United States. They're going to see what they can get away with because they're not scared of Joe Biden. They're not scared of the United States military. Our commander in chief is a feeble, laughable old man who doesn't know who's alive, who's dead. He can't walk up the stairs to an airplane. That's our leader. And nobody is afraid of him right now.
He can't walk down the stairs.
No. And from now until November of 2024, these countries, China, Russia, you're going to see some terror organizations trying to see what they can get away with. They're going to keep edging the edge, right? They're going to try to see how far they can go.
It sucks because I would love to visit Russia someday. And there's no way I'd do it now just because of the fact that I'm, you know, the things that I've said on the air here in America about Russia. Same with China. My parents have been to China before, saw the Great Wall, saw a bunch of tourist attractions. I could never go there now. No way.
More legal stuff here, and it sounds like Disney threw a fastball by Ron DeSantis in Florida.
Oh.
So remember, they were having a little back and forth about who technically runs the area that Disney occupies in Florida. And for a long time, Disney basically was their own entity, and they had all these perks and privileges. But then they started getting mouthy and speaking out against the Florida government. And Ron DeSantis, and I'm paraphrasing, blank me, blank you. He took away some of their protections. Well, now the board that was appointed by Ron DeSantis to run that district overseeing Disney World looks like they're going to this big corporate legal fight.
Oh, boy.
Because in the hours before the House of Representatives approved the state takeover of that land of Disney, the board that owns that land, that was running that land, still under control of company appointees, transferred all of the main duties over to Disney's control. So think about this kind of like the way the Indianapolis Colts left Baltimore, right? There was some legal stuff that was getting ready to happen, eminent domain, that would keep the Baltimore Colts there, and they could not leave.
That's right, yeah.
So before that kicked in, the Mayflower truck got loaded up, and the team came to Indianapolis.
Too late. Nothing you could do.
So before Ron DeSantis' board was going to take over Disney, they basically sold it to themselves. This group running the area, who had a great relationship with Disney, sold off their rights, if you will, to Disney, and now Disney got a fastball by DeSantis. They're running things themselves again. So this is heading for a big court battle in Florida. Listen, sometimes you have to tip your hat. They threw a fastball by Ron DeSantis here, and this is going to be some high-level legal stuff because the documents say for the next 30 years, this group can run Disney.
You ever going to Disney World again? You ever going back?
Unless I have grandkids. My boys are old, and we're not going to go back now.
So you've been?
I've been. I've done my Disney thing, yes.
I haven't been. I still haven't been with the kids yet.
Don't go on spring break. Boy, whoo.
Spring break.
Do not go on spring break. You'll even get the fast pass, and you'll feel fortunate that you can get on just a couple of rides. It's that packed. It's ridiculous.
And that expensive.
Oh, man. It's probably cheaper to get Allison's Taylor Swift tickets right now
Oh, yeah.
than to get a couple tickets to go to Disney.
No thanks.
It's a mess.